have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF.
Yeah. This goes out to the boss. My savior died up on that cross. Yeah, they tried to send him to an early grave. My father rose up, now we all can be saved. He is the way, the truth, and the light. Man, I'm on my way to greatness, following Christ. My father lives in me, yes, I feel so alive. Got these burdens on my back, I'm so weightless, right? Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. He's beside me every day. He's working miracles in our L-I-F-E. Yeah. Faith is the evidence of things unseen. Have you doing things different? Change your thinking and your talk. Have you hopping like a six tray, bouncing when you walk. Excuse me for a second, man, I hope you got your groove. This verse is certified, JC approved.
I'm brand new, brand new. My soul just had a detox, I'm solid. I got cleansed like a pure fire, fire, fire. My heart is in that bold desire, oh desire. I've been clean, I've been redeemed. My name is in the book for eternity. I do it all over again, I'll be still to me. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. White as snow, looking through God's lens, I'm pure as gold. Ain't nothing like feeling new, brand new, brand new. If Christian message are true, 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 true. What a gift you've given me, my Lord. All this love, it completes me. Not just for me, but for you. Read his word and see it true.
Feeling brand new, you tell me what I can't do. Some of y'all are still mad, can't understand you. Negativity, unhealthy, life in fast food. Why you mad, you? Always in a bad mood, we in Cancun. Blasting this holy water, thanking God every day. He's the holy father, y'all running around like you don't have another option but to see faith. Anything possible, new attitude, brand new mindset. It's a lot in your past, you got a doctor. It's some brand new goals, you ain't even tried yet. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps from your backbone up to your triceps. We can build the kingdom, and you need my help. Being poor, all your life, then you can try well. You created in His image under God's care, huh?
I'm feeling brand new, brand new.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. Out of every religion, out of every
religion. More of a culture thing. When you were evil, can't compromise with the most you bring. Stay focused, feeling hopeless. Living in a broken dream. Stay woke, don't stay woke.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome right here on Beyond Radio. This your host, your main man, David Ben, and I am in the building. Yeah. Thank you kindly. Thank you kindly. You're too much. You're too much. But I'll take it. Thank you very much. That's right. Welcome. This is your host, David Benton, the coach, and I am smiling. That's right. Can't you tell? Can't you tell? Can't you tell? I'm smiling ear to ear. That's right. Or shall I say like my main man in Memphis, Major Life, he say from ear to ear. That's right. I'm smiling from ear to ear. Yes, 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 yes. So what you heard in the beginning, that was G. Will, brand new 2.0 featuring Lisi and myself, David Benton. It's on all digital outlets. Please go check it out. Download it. Do what you have to do. Share it. And have a good time. That's right. So we ready for a wonderful show. I hope you're ready for a wonderful show tonight because it's going down. Matter of fact, not only is it going down, but we about to turn all the way up. That's right. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you for being such an inspiration to us. We know that we are prayed for. So by the time we come up, we just turn all the way up. Let's do it. That's right. So can I get a drum roll? The coach, Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. Hey, Coach David.
Hey.
What's up, Shout out to the Elation family and all the listeners. As usual, we are happy that you're here with us for another Sunday. And shout out to the BDF family. So much in store, so many announcements. So, Coach David, I'm so, so ready for this show tonight.
Yes, yes, me too, me too, me too. So with that being said, can I get another drum roll? The funny, beyond a fence comedian, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Dude. You definitely sound like you're smiling, brother.
Definitely, man. I've been smiling all week, but I ain't going to lie to you, man. I'm tired because I've been doing salutes all week, man, and, you know, everybody said I was a veteran, so I didn't let them down, you know what I mean? Man, I'm going to tell you right quick, man, an older gentleman, man, it was two gentlemen. One gentleman shaked my hand and said, thank you for what you've done. I was like, you're welcome, you know. But this other gentleman asked me. Yeah, I know. I didn't have the heart to let him down, so I just went and agreed with him. But it's older
hey,
gentlemen.
For the ones who don't know you, hey, Two Toes, right quick, for the ones who don't know you, understand Tommy Two Toes is an amputee. And
double
a lot of
amputee.
People don't realize. Yes, a double amputee. So a lot of people don't realize how he lost his legs. So therefore, he's letting you guys know that, hey, they think he lost his legs in battle. Continue, Tommy Two Toes.
Yeah, so, you know, it was actually, you know, diabetes. But a gentleman, an older gentleman, he asked, was I in Vietnam? Now, you know, I didn't get an A in history, but I got like a B plus, you know what I mean? So I was like, I wanted to tell him no, but he was reaching in his wallet. So I was like, well, yes, I was in Vietnam, you know. And I know I was wrong, but I gave the money to somebody else. I didn't keep the money.
Right, right, right. Who you give it to, the bill collector?
No, I gave it to McDonald's to pay for my meal.
You did give it to somebody else, though, right? You didn't keep that money for yourself. You spent it on a business that, yeah, you helped. You're helping our business. That's right, brother. Good deed. That was a good deed, Two Toes.
Yeah, hip in the community.
Oh, man. Yeah, you ready for a good show tonight, Tommy Two Toes?
I am ready, man. I am ready.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. So, you guys, man, we've been missing you guys. You know, we'll be a week off and we've been missing you guys. But, you know, this month, it's November, so you already know, man, it's Thanksgiving month. So we thought, like, okay, what could we talk about? What could we talk about? And you know what? What better else is to talk about is just being grateful and thankful, because that's what Thanksgiving has turned into here of late. Of course, that ain't the original now. That's a whole nother thing now. We have to break that thing down. But, you know, for the people's sake, we'll understand, you know, the main things are the plain things, and the plain thing right there is just being thankful. So, therefore, I want to read the scripture. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 and 11, it said, "Now he who supplies the seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." When I read that scripture, and, you know, your thanksgiving, it shows your thanksgiving to God is by your actions, not just your mouth. Because, see, right here, you'll be having to put in some work. You have to put in some work. So when people say, "Man, pray for me," understand this. Sometimes you got to realize you are that prayer. And a person who's doing the praying, understand that you have to put in work when you ask for a prayer. You shouldn't just feel that you need to receive and be enabled by God, because that is not the reality of life. You will only be disappointing yourself if you feel God to enable you based on your laziness. So understand, every day we get up, we have an opportunity to be better. We have an opportunity to grow. We're breathing. We're in a right state of mind. If you fit that, we have a reason to say, "I'm grateful and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for a mind that I can look at my life and say, you know what, I need to do this for myself because God gave me the ability to be able to do it. God gave me a mind, a brain, and a thought pattern. And he said, I'm made in his image and his likeness. Therefore, I'm able to be creative because God put that inside of me. So I can be creative. I can wake up. I can wake up the next day and say, you know what? I'm going to create a better day today than I did yesterday. And I'm not talking about the things you don't have control over. Of course, you can't control people, but the things you can control, you can be the master over that day because God gave you that power and authority, and not to be just a talker, but use your vision, see your future, and walk in it. Coach A?
Yes, Coach David, I appreciate that you picked this topic tonight. Let me first, before I go into what I was going to say, I'm thankful for a lot of things, but I cannot forget for us to mention the businesses of the B2B networking event that we recently just had. I just want to say thank you and shout out to them because I know a few of them are on tonight, and I don't want to take the time out in the sponsors, but just want to say thank you to the business owners that did come to the business-to-business networking event hosted by our expansion company, Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, LLC. You guys can catch more of that on the Let's Talk Business page and on the Beyond the Radio page. Yes, we are thankful. We are thankful for them. But as you said, Coach David, I remember just this past weekend talking to one of our people, and she was just talking about how she was thanking God for just opportunities. I was thanking God, and I was like, you know what? I said, that's you know, everybody said, well, whatever I do, I want to do in spirit and I want to do it in truth. I want to do in spirit and in truth. And for some reason, when you teach truth, people get offended by it. And it's always a truth according to the person's comprehension or understanding. And that also goes for us. But what I told her was what you just said. I said, now you can thank God for the abilities that you have. You can thank God for the opportunities, yes, the doors that are open. But you can also thank God for what God has instilled in you already, that God, the gifts that God already put in you already.
Yeah.
And confuse her because we had already been talking about this kind of stuff. But when we thank God in absence of knowing that God created us, like you always say, Coach David, Genesis 5, in his image and likeness, right? So that means every gift, every talent, everything that's in us was instilled in us by God. So another example I gave to a young man, I'm like, now, if your son, I forget, I think it was one of the artists, but I said, if your son came to you and said, Dad, I thank you for my looks, right? Now, I thank you for my looks because the son comes from the DNA, right?
That's right.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that you can't thank the parent for, but there's a number of things that we do as children that our fathers and our mothers might say, that came from me. I didn't teach them that, but that came from me. So I do think, you know, when we start talking about we want to give God the credit for everything, to God all the credit, to God be all the glory. Well, I believe that when we start exercising our right and understand that God created us in his image and that everything, every tool, everything that we have, every resource that we have in us is God's DNA. So we can be okay with saying, I worked for that. Right? God, I thank you for the gifts and the talents, and I thank you for the reward of being able to utilize these gifts and talents, and I thank you for the rewards that come out of that. Tommy Tuto?
Yeah, I definitely agree because everything we get is comes from God, so I thank God on a daily basis for my sense of humor because it carries me a lot in today's society, you know, especially when something negative happens. You know, instead of me being upset about it, I just simply laugh and keep it moving because, like Coach David says, you know, you can't control what other people can do or are doing. You can just control how you react to the situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is, we want people to understand how big God is in your life. God created us in the beginning to be amazing, to be awesome. That's why he just told us, you know, hey, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth. So guess what? It's our responsibility to put our life into action and be grateful and thankful. Just be thankful that you're able. Tommy Two Toes is an amputee on both legs, right? But it does not stop him from being responsible. He did not say, well, you know, the devil cursed me, and that's what happened. You know, it's the devil. No, he understands he has a responsibility. He still knows his value, his greatness within, which is from God. And I hear people, you know, I'd be like, hey, man, you did a great job. No, it wasn't me. It was God. No, brother, it was clearly you. You got the talent. It's not taken away from God. But I'm pretty sure you're grateful that God gave you this ability and this talent that was already in you, but you had to tap into it. Me as a welder can weld, but I didn't start welding until I went to federal prison and learned how to weld for the first time. I didn't know that gift was inside me. So we have gifts in us because God created us in his image and his likeness. So there are so many great things that's inside us that we just haven't tapped into yet. And yes, we are grateful that God blessed us with that. We're so grateful and thankful that what's in us is from God. But once you execute it, God is saying, look, this is what they're doing right now. Yay. God clapping for you. Why? Because you clearly did it. So it's nothing wrong with saying, I appreciate it, especially when somebody, you know, say, man, you did a great job.
It's simple.
I appreciate it. I think we go a little bit too far. It wasn't me. It was God. Man, stop it. You wasn't possessed by God and God just mechanically did it for you. No. Then, too, the greatness that's inside you because God allowed you to have that greatness. So be grateful when somebody gives you your flowers while you're alive. It's okay to accept them. Because how you didn't know that God is not speaking through that person. Oh, Shay, back to you.
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes from the fear that has been instilled in us, especially when you say something really great. You can't take the credit away from God. God is too big for us to take the credit away. And so I think it comes from a fear, you know, when we're, especially those of us who have been raised in church, you just don't, you know, you say certain things and people just think that's blasphemy. Like, you just don't do that. You just don't say it. But then there's a lot of things that we've seen you do that contradicts the word of God or what we've learned about God as well. So if you're a parent or, you know, someone who, we talked about profanity, we talked about smoking cigarettes, we talked about all these things that we've been taught from church are not like God. You drink, not godly, but all these things that are not like God. And my question is, how do we fear or not fear those things, but fear taking the credit or fear of accepting, not taking the credit, but fear of accepting the credit of what we do right? To me, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, that's a bit confusing that we would say that the things that are right about God instilling in us is blasphemy, but the things that we don't or should not do, quote unquote, are not. So you can't pick and choose what is of God and what's not of God or what we're taking the credit away from God. But when it comes down to you allowing yourself to accept the fact that you, God has created you in his image and that you have been uniquely made, one, to subdue the earth. So why are we neglecting that? Why are we neglecting? So if God said go out to subdue the earth, why not say, okay, I appreciate the fact that God gave me this gift, this talent, and the privilege to subdue it, but I don't want to take the credit because I feel out of fear that if I do, that I'm talking against God or I'm taking the credit away from God. And I want you guys to think about this from an encouraging standpoint, that it's something that we've been taught. For those of you who are listening and like, that ain't right. Listen, it's what we've been taught. So on the other spectrum of that, we're no longer kids. We're not drinking milk. This is old and should be old teaching and teachings that you guys should be able to teach now. So when you start looking at this new breed of people coming in, and I'm talking about this next generation of people coming in, when you start talking about what they cannot do, these kids work hard. Not to say that they can't, they understand the value. They're going to understand you better when you say God created you to create. So when you do create, instead of saying you can't take, you too puffed up, you're too arrogant, you're going to take the credit, and guess what? You're going to lose all of that. Why would someone try or why would someone serve the God you're presenting them? So I just want us to be mindful of that, that when we're talking about it, there are certain things that we have done and will continue to do that we will accept as godly, but we won't accept God making us in his image, his likeness to subdue the earth. We won't accept the credit for how God created us to be. Tommy Two Toes?
Powerful. I definitely agree. And you know, I was wanting to quote also and touch on a little bit when you're talking about giving flowers. I believe in that, just that when I give flower, I might have a little chicken in it or you know, pork chop. You know what I mean? Because I flower my pork. But the thing about it is God gives us these abilities. It's up to us to use them. So when you use it, all you're doing is just giving your gift that God gave you to the world. And I am definitely thankful for the gift that God has given me.
That's right. Man, Tommy Two, you silly, bro.
Tommy Two,
I'm sorry, man. I just had to say what was on my heart. You know what I mean?
I just want to say that I feel like when we talk about these type of topics, you know, traditionally people listen, and sometimes people don't want to challenge their own thinking, right? Coach David and Tommy Tussauds, we experience it all the time, that people have gotten so accustomed to traditional teaching that when you start teaching like this, people will automatically assume that you're saying God does not get the credit. We're saying the whole time that God gets the credit for creating you. I'm going to say it again. God gets the credit for creating you, this amazing being, this wonderful being, this talented being, this skillful being. If you're loving, this loving being. If you're helpful, this helpful being. God created you, hands, feet, head, neck, all of that. God created a wonderful you. We know that that couldn't come from anywhere else. But everything that's on the inside of you comes from what God created. So the encouragement from us is we understand that there's a being higher than all of us. We understand that there is a creation that created the heavens and the earth. So some people will bypass that, Coach David and Tommy Tussauds. They will bypass this level of teaching just to say it's a discredit, when honestly we are honoring the creator by saying the creator created something unique when the creator created you. Coach David, I know we have a couple of minutes left, but I'm going to hand it back to you.
Yes, and like I said, thankful, be grateful, and accept thanksgiving in all things. Be acceptable. And, Coach, I like everything that you said, because we want to encourage people to know that greatness inside you. Like, we want you to see that you are designed that way. You designed, you need,
yes,
and you can create. Because you are a creator as well. If you are a resemblance of who, or of your creator, if you are a resemblance, understand you are a replica. So you can do the same things. You might not can make the sun, but you can create a baby. Right? You might create a moon, but you can create a better future for your family. Yes.
Can I also say this, though, Coach David? Because we live in a world of science now, where people are creating other people. They're cloning other people. There's a formula for cloning. There's a formula for reproduction. There's a formula now for recreating, for repurposing. There's a formula for everything. And so, again, we get so godly that we start binding up or rebuking the type of things that have been created because it's being recreated, if that makes sense. So we do have to get to a point. If you seriously say, whatever I worship, I want to worship in spirit and truth, we're going to talk more about it on the second half, but the encouragement is understanding that your creator created you. Our creator created us. And so we have to be mindful that because our creator created something fabulous. I need y'all to look at yourself in the mirror tonight and say, God, if I'm going to thank you for anything, I thank you for creating me, because you created something fabulous when you created me. You created something lovely when you created me. You created something talented when you created me. And I guarantee you that thanks will go a long way. Instead of thanking God for these material things, or thanking God for what you want to change, or, you know, just I thank you for creating me. So before we go to the music break, we do want to say come back to the second half. We're going to talk more about this. I hope that you guys are getting an understanding, that you are gaining a level of knowledge that's going to help you within the next few weeks, for you to understand it's okay for you to thank God for you and creating you. So with that being said, we're going to go to a music break. Stay for the second half, guys. All right, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, where the music at? Where the music at?
Brandy Amanda, Beyond the Fence Entertainment. It's your turn. Go get 'em, girl.
Raise me the grave for us to save the day, to save the night. Jesus Christ, I'll be alright, cause I know he's the light. Believe the hype that the Lord treat me right. He forgives our sins cause he's the light. Please don't write, don't complain, don't be trife. Don't get caught up to sin, so please be nice. If you have a bad day, he'll ease the night. If you obey the Bible, you increase your life. God wins every battle, we don't need to fight. Single men have a sex, then you need a wife. Women teach a man right, if he is right. Together forever, so please be tight. Don't gamble yourself and be the dice. That's a ticket to hell to delete your life.
My everything, you're my everything.
The morn and the time today. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels, and I'm in the building with your main man, Coach David Benson, and Tommy Two Toes, the Beyond the Fence comedian. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to those two songs, My Everything, Brandy Amanda, and Minister David Benton, Coach David Benton. And the second song was Seasons, Ecclesiastes 3 by myself, yours truly, Shay Samuels. Before we get back into this show, let me go ahead and give a great big shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to Paula G, Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. Listen, if you are in the market for a quality voiceover, I'm talking you want to take your music programming, your radio programming, you are a business owner and you're looking for an audio, skip AI. Listen, you want Paula G Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight. So look her up at Paula at PaulaGVoice.com or PaulaGVoice.com, and don't forget to let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. We also want to give a great big shout out to G-Will, DJ G-Will, G-Weezy is what I call him. If you are in the market for a DJ, I don't care if you're in the Knoxville or surrounding area, he will travel. And if you have an online event, please look DJ G-Will up at William G. Will Faulkner on Facebook or Beyond the Fence ENT on Facebook as well. And you can also email us at beyondthefence1@gmail.com. That's BeyondTheFence1 at gmail.com. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? I love it. I love it. Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. We are, listen, taking companies from zero to 100 with a 100% success rate for those of you who have followed the process and the steps. If you are a new business or an existing business, or you're looking to just do something in business, let's talk business. Look, you can reach into us on Facebook at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group or visit our website at letstalkbusiness.vonza. That's VONZA.com. And we have some amazing things coming up for you guys, so make sure that you're visiting one of those pages to stay up to date with the workshops that we're offering, the business-to-business networking event, and also anything that you have or want to talk about, we are here for you. So, Coach David, if you're ready, I'm going to hand it back over to you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you to all our sponsors. We appreciate you. So, back to Beyond the Radio.
The doors
of
the church are now open. The doors are
Oh, my goodness. We almost got a break. We almost cut clean, Coach David.
Hello, doing?
Look at here, man. I'm talking.
You listen. This is the part where you listen, all right, my brother? Today, I'm going to tell you what really happened, okay? Because back in the day, I know y'all heard about Jesus when he messed up the temple because he was upset. That ain't what really happened.
Yes, yes.
Jesus ain't never really had that many muscles. I told him to go to the gym, but he wasn't ready to go. So this is what I had to do for him. I'm the one who did all that.
Oh, man.
He tried to break a table,
right,
and he got a splinter. Jesus couldn't do none of that, man. He couldn't do it. I had to do it for him. You understand what I'm telling you? I did all that myself, and he took the credit like he always does.
Man, he took the credit from
you. You had a bad break.
He took the credit, man. He took all my credit, man. He took all my credit.
I'm sorry to hear that, but you can't keep busting in on our show like this. You can't keep just busting
in
on
man. We got a show.
You got something to say. You got to get your radio show.
Hey, I'm sorry. Moses is very so important, right? And he wants me to turn the water into Casamigos. So I got to go, y'all.
Man,
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you next time. See you next time. All right. So, Shay, Tommy Two Toes, what are we going to do with him?
I just don't know.
I don't know, man, baby. He might want to host the show, be a co-host or something, man. You might make him a co-host one week or something.
He better get his own
show. Nah, man, he's too much for us. Yeah, he's too much for us. He's going to have to get his own show. He's just way too much for us.
And I say this, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, talking about taking the credit away from God. Talking about taking the credit.
Right.
He don't want that.
But did he
take all the credit away, didn't
he? Don't.
I see. What?
That's illegal.
Right. Man, you took all the credit away from Jesus. He tried to get Jesus to go to the gym, but Jesus wouldn't go to the gym. They had a gym back then, I wonder. So they had a gym back then.
He said he got a splinter. He tried to turn the tables off and got a splinter.
Man, that's tough when you try to turn the table over and get a splinter. That's tough.
Right.
That's tough.
Exactly.
Well,
look, if you just
Coach
tuning
David,
in, of course. Yeah, if you tuning in just now, tuning in, of course. That was Jesus' other brother. He always busting in on us. And we're talking about, because this is November, we're talking about being thankful and grateful and just understand that you are the blessing in people's lives. And everything that you have in your life, you should be grateful for and thankful for. You know what I'm saying? Just be grateful for your life. Be thankful for your life. Me, personally, I understand the value of everything that I have in life. I must make it happen. Because I got power within. And that's what we want people to understand. God gives you the power. God gave you the ability. Use your gifts. A lot of people have the gifts inside them, and they don't want to execute the vision. They don't want to execute their gifts that they already have. Because all people doing right now is using God as an enabler. Oh, God going to do this for me. God going to do this for me. God going to do this for me. When God already did it for you by putting the attributes inside you, were you able to create and do these things yourself? You got to put it, you got the ability to put it into action. People are lazy and not putting it into action, and they wonder why they praying and they crying to God and nothing is happening on their behalf, because they're not understanding that everything, when it comes to this life, you can make it happen. Of course, you can never take it away from God. You got to be the one to make it happen. You can never take power away from God because we're not that powerful. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we take the power away from God, we'll drop dead. Because what God gives us, life, we breathing, our heart beating, the veins, our blood, everything, that's God. But one thing God don't do is take away your ability to put into action. That's all up to us. Our free will is always there. So people live their life feeling like, well, they don't have a free will. God gonna do this and God gonna do that. When God created you in his image and his likeness, so you able to be awesome every day. Coach A?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna actually come out of James 1:7, and that tells us that every gift is from God. Right? So if every gift is from God, that means that God, what we have been saying this whole broadcast, that every gift that you have in you
every
is
gift.
From
Not
God.
Some gifts, every gift.
Every gift. And so can you imagine you getting a gift for Christmas, right? Your husband, your wife, your kids, your friends, your employees, employer, somebody gives you a gift. And you thank that person for the gift. You're doing exactly what you should do. You're thanking that person for the gift. Now, if you just sit that gift on the desk and they say, oh, what a lovely gift. You know, you haven't opened the box yet. Well, I'm just thanking the person that gave it to me. Well, I'm just thinking the next year you have gotten no use out of the gift because you just want to be, you want to admire it because someone gave it to you. But the person gave it to you for you to use it. Now, if it's a gift card from Starbucks, guess what? There may be an expiration date on that, right? There may be an expiration date. So it says James 1:17 tells us that every gift is from God, and we all have different talents, and God gives us gifts, but they are all important and can be used for the kingdom. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul is comparing these individuals in the body of Christ as different parts of the body, right? So here's how amazing this is. Because you do have these gifts, because every good gift, every gift comes from God, you can again begin to thank God for these gifts. We're talking about being thankful. So we're saying here are the things that you can be thankful for, because we'll sit there and think for the life of us that we only can do, good morning, I couldn't have woken up if it weren't for God this morning. Right. Well, I went to go brush my teeth, but I couldn't do that without the power and the glory of God. You can thank God for the limbs. You can thank God for the hands. You can thank God for your feet that got you up. You can thank God for your heart still beating. You can thank God for vision. You can thank God for hearing. You can thank God. Look, we talk about Tommy Two Toes. Tommy Two Toes still thank God for walking, and he's a double amputee.
Exactly.
Come on now.
A double amputee. Somebody might look, what do you got to thank God for? God took your legs. He say, no, diabetes took my legs. Me not doing what I was supposed to do with my doctor took my legs, but I thank God for the creation of artificial legs.
Prosthetics.
Prosthetics.
Here, here's the thing. Watch this, Coach Day. Watch this, Coach Day. Here's the thing. You thank God, just like you said, for the prosthetics. But here's the thing. He's not going to walk if he don't put in the effort to walk with the prosthetics. If he don't put in the effort, he won't walk. My dad right now has one amputated leg, and he got a prosthetic leg. He struggled walking with it, so he'd be in a wheelchair most of the time. Of course, he's 75 years old. He's not as strong as he used to. But he really don't like it. He would rather just get in a wheelchair. So that's all I'm saying. You see a lot of amputees who really haven't put in the work, like Two Toes, to start walking, to be able to walk. And the brother walked like he walked better now than he did with both his regular legs.
And watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
He's more athletic and everything. He moves better. I said, look at Tommy Two Toes. Well, go ahead, Coach, if you want to finish your point. But I just had to say that we can thank God for Tommy Two Toes putting the action to walk on it. And I'm pretty sure Tommy Two Toes, you had to put in work. It ain't like you soon you put them on, you just started walking fluently. I'm pretty sure.
No,
you took some practice.
I had to go through therapy, you know, and it was one day at a time. But, you know, it was just the mindset that I wasn't going to allow it to hinder me from living, you know. And the only time I use my legs as an excuse is when I don't want to do something, you know, like if somebody moving, I need your help moving. Well, you know, you need legs to live, right? You know what I mean? To limit my legs as far as a issue, you know what I mean?
We know what you mean, Tommy Tito. I'm going to keep that in my back pocket.
All right.
But, Coach David, no, I'm good. I just wanted to say that when we have this gift, we have, or these gifts, these talents, we have to be mindful of the use of them. We have to stop being so afraid to really accept what the gifts that God has given us and understand that, again, these gifts were given us to be able to subdue the earth. And so, you know, we always quote scripture, well, good and well, my faithful servant. But we don't really accept it, you know. For some reason, we just don't accept it. So I'm going to say, break out of that tradition and really give yourself some credit for what you do. Like Coach David said, you're the one putting in the work. That doesn't take away from God. When you get up and you get to work on time and somebody said, you made it on time today, well, to God be the glory. Nope, good that you got up and you prioritized your day. You stopped wanting to be late for work. You wanted to get there a bit early. So God is giving you the mindset for change. God is giving you the ability to change your mind on how you want to live your life. And so you decided, I'm going to get to work early. So guess what you did? You went to bed a little bit earlier during the week. You stopped being on Facebook until 3 o'clock in the morning. You stopped talking on the phone, gossiping with your girlfriends about nobody or somebody, and you decided, I'm going to take myself to bed at 9 o'clock. I'm going to set an alarm. I'm going to get up. I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to make my coffee early if you're a coffee drinker. I know that traffic starts at this time. I want to beat it so I can get on time. I thank God for the common sense and the ability for me to think in that way so I can get the work on time. Tommy Two Tones, the Coach David Zinn, y'all take it.
Hey, I'm gonna go
Two-tones,
ahead.
You can go ahead, Two Tones.
Hey, I appreciate it, Coach David. I just want to challenge everybody out these great listeners, kings and queens, start thanking God for things not going your way. You know, because a lot of times you're gonna be upset because you had all week planning to do something, and then the day comes and you can't do it. It might be a good reason why it didn't happen. We don't think that way a lot of times. We're just so disappointed we didn't get to do what we wanted to do. Start being thankful things don't go your way, because if it does go your way, it may hinder you more than bless you. So be thankful when things don't go your way, because a lot of times stuff behind the scenes could have happened that you'll never know about, because that's how God works a lot of times.
Yeah, you're right about that, Tommy Two Toes. We can be thankful in the things that we have not, you know, that we didn't get, the doors that weren't open, the people that we were detached from. We can be thankful for those things as well. I would say, Tommy Two Toes and Coach David, as the season of what we would call being thankful comes up, this really should be an everyday part of our lives. This should be an everyday part of our lives. It should be something that allows us to wake up in the morning. Like I say it every morning, I'm like, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. We know that life is becoming very short. There's a number of people, we're just talking about it, how many people are passing and how many people are just, you know, quickly leaving the earth. And we send our love and condolences to all of those people that we know that are close to us. If you're on tonight, and even if we don't know you and you've experienced it, and you don't even know how to be thankful in those times. But like Tommy Two Toes just said, you know, there's a lot of reasons for us to be thankful. Ecclesiastes 3 reminds us that there is a season for everything. Like God said it, there's a season for everything. There's a time to live and there's a time to die. There's a time to mend. There's a time to tear away. There's a time for love. There's a time to hate. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to cry. So there's a season for everything. And so even in that, you know, if you can muster up a bit of faith to say, God, I thank you for the season I'm in. If the season is for a closed door, then God, I'm thankful for the season of the closed door because you clearly were protecting me from something. If it's a season of an open door, God, I thank you for keeping these doors open or opening the door. But these are the type of things when you get into that door, as Coach David was driving home, you have to do what God has created you to do, and that is to subdue the earth. That is to utilize your talents. That's to utilize every gift. And you might go to work and be like, I ain't doing it if it ain't for the kingdom. Well, you go to work every day. You go to work every day. What you do to represent the kingdom while you're there is on you. It's on you. Well, I'm only going to give 100% when I go to church. And then some of y'all don't show up. And when you show up, you're going to sleep. And then if you are there, you're causing some type of division.
You showing up and showing out, Coach. Eh? You showing up and showing out, Coach. Eh?
That's right, Coach David. Back to you.
I mean, we're really, you really summed it up. You know what I'm saying? I really already closed. So since I already did the closing, you know, all I wanted to do was tell everybody, man, stay encouraged. I want to say shout out to all the Beyond the Fence family. It's Dominica, G. Will, Miss Alma E. Neely, The Jewel, my guy, Major Life, Primo the Don, Blockstar, myself, Coach Shay, well, Shay Samuels, and Tommy Two Toes. And shout out to the whole family. We appreciate everybody for their hard work. Y'all gonna hear definitely I'm gonna hear more of the artists. We got a plethora of artists that y'all ain't even heard, that y'all ain't even tapped into, who are amazing. And we can't wait for you to hear these guys. DB Jr., he got a single coming out. The Jewel, he got a single coming out. I have a single coming out featuring The Jewel. So you guys should get prepared. It's Dominica. She's about to come out. Shay got so much music. Just prepare for 2024. So if y'all haven't tapped into the Facebook page, the Instagram page, it's BeyondTheFence. That's Beyond the Fence Enterprise. Y'all go check it out. And, man, look, y'all come and tune in, and it's more than just music. We always say that. So I want everybody to stay encouraged and know what you love. We see you guys next week. And all I can say is you better be smiling.
I'm smiling, but I do need to say December 9th, 2023, we're closing this year out with the Black and Gold Party Beyond the Fence hosted by Coach David Benson, and we will have the Year of Elevation there this year. So you guys, make sure you go onto Eventbrite. The information will be on the Beyond the Fence page and the Beyond the Radio page. If you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, surrounding area, we need you guys to get your tickets and come out and party with us Black and Gold style. Beyond the Fence will be in the building. Tickets are $30, and that is if you get it in advance. So if you don't get it in advance, listen, you don't know what you're going to be paying when you get there. So y'all better go ahead and get them tickets. With that being said, it's 11 o'clock. We love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
temple.